how can you tell if a student has used artificial intelligence to do their schoolwork? Teachers say it's a huge challenge. Many are turning to AI detection software for help. Just one problem, this software doesn't always work. So what does that mean for students? Reporter Lee Gaines has the story.
High school junior Ailsa Ostovitz has been accused of using AI to complete her homework assignments three times so far this school year in two different classes.
It's mentally exhausting because it's like, I know this is my work. I know that this is like my brain putting words and concepts onto paper for other people to comprehend.
The 17-year-old attends Eleanor Roosevelt High School in Greenbelt, Maryland. She shared messages she received from a teacher. In one case from September, the teacher sent her a screenshot from an AI detection program. It showed about a 30% probability she had used AI to complete a writing assignment. That assignment included a description of the music she listens to.
I write about music. I love music. Why would I use AI to write something that I like talking about?
Ostovitz lost points on the assignment. She sent a message to her teacher.
I said, seriously, I didn't use AI. Can you try a different detector?
But she never heard back. Ostovitz's mom, Stephanie Risk, told NPR she met with a teacher in mid-November. The teacher said they never saw Ostovitz's message. Her district, Prince George's County Public Schools, made clear in a statement that Ostovitz's teacher used an AI detection tool on their own, and the district doesn't pay for this software. It said, quote, during staff training, we advise educators not to rely on such tools, as multiple sources have documented their potential inaccuracies and inconsistencies. The district declined to make the teacher available for an interview.
I think I've definitely become more vigilant with presenting my work as mine and not AI.
Ostovitz says the experience changed the way she does her homework. She now runs all her assignments through AI detection software.
That part is really frustrating, where I am putting it through AI checkers and then rewriting my own work.
Risk told NPR that after their meeting, the teacher said they no longer believe Ostovitz used AI. What happened to Ostovitz isn't totally surprising. Numerous research studies have found that AI detection tools are far from perfect.
We saw some really concerning problems with some of the most prolific AI text detection tools.
Mike Perkins is a leading researcher on academic integrity at British University Vietnam. He found that some of the most popular AI detectors flagged some things as AI that weren't, and vice versa.
And it's now fairly well established in the academic integrity field that these tools are not fit for purpose.
Not fit for purpose. And yet, more than 40% of surveyed middle and high school teachers used AI detection tools during the last school year. That's according to a nationally representative poll by the Center for Democracy and Technology, a nonprofit that advocates for digital rights.
The Turnitin tool is something that helps us facilitate conversation and feedback, not grading.
Sherry Wilson is director of innovative learning for Broward County Public Schools in Florida, one of the largest districts in the country. It has a contract with a company called Turnitin for plagiarism and AI detection, a contract worth more than $500,000. Wilson says she knows AI detection tools like Turnitin aren't always accurate.
That is why the human agency can never be removed in this process.
In a statement, Turnitin says their AI detection tool is just one data point in assessing whether a student's work is their own. It also says it's more important to avoid falsely accusing students than to catch all AI writing. Wilson says teachers aren't automatically punishing students if their work is flagged as AI generated.
They're using these tools as feedback to then have those teachable moments with students to recalibrate and resubmit.
That's how John Grady uses AI detection software. He teaches language and literature courses at Shaker Heights High School outside Cleveland.
So usually I just call the student over and I'll show them the report and I'll say, hey, this flag, can you talk to me about why? I'd say the bulk of the time, like 75%, if it was AI, they'd be like, yeah, I did. And I'm like, okay, well, now you got to rewrite it with less credit.
Grady's public school district is spending about $5,600 on annual subscriptions to GPT-0, another AI detection software. He knows it isn't 100% reliable. He also uses revision history tools that allow him to see the progression of a student's writing over time. One thing he likes about GPT-0 is if he's suspicious about a student's assignment.
It's something to kind of hang your hat on, where I can say, like, look, it's been flagged.
We definitely don't believe this is a punishment tool.
That's GPT-0 CEO Edward Tian. He doesn't dispute the research that says GPT-0 and other tools aren't always accurate. But he says they can still help teachers. For example, if his software finds a more than 50% probability that an essay was written by AI, Tian says that should trigger further investigation by the teacher. It should never be the sole measure of whether a student's work is their own.
But if this is a conversation starter, actually we found a lot of teachers get a lot of value there.
Just a few miles away from Shaker Heights, teacher Carrie Kofer thinks AI detection tools are a waste of school resources.
I don't think the AI detection software is reliable.
She teaches high school English in the Cleveland School District. Kofer says students who use AI have found ways to fool detectors.
Like they go in and change a couple words in or change something around, and it's not going to detect that it's AI generated.
Her district doesn't currently pay for an AI detection tool, and Kofer says she'd advocate against it. Instead, Kofer says teachers are the best AI detectors.
You can't replace a teacher's experience and instinct when it comes to any kind of classroom work.
That's one thing all the educators NPR spoke with did agree on. For NPR News, I'm Lee Gaines.
And that reporting was supported by a grant from the Tarbell Center for AI Journalism.